Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. Messiness is a deal breaker. If your gym is messy or just looks downright sloppy, people will leave. So how do you have a pristine, clean gym? Well, you want to make sure you're leaving nothing up to interpretation. You see, the other day I asked my husband to clean the bathroom. Our house cleaner was out of town and I said, hey, I need you to clean the bathroom. I get home from work super pissed because I go into the bathroom and it's not clean. I asked my husband, hey, I thought you were supposed to clean the bathroom. And he said, I did. But his idea of cleaning the bathroom was far different from my idea of cleaning the bathroom, which is why it's really important that when asking your team to uphold the cleanliness standards of your gym, you leave nothing up to interpretation. Now, I make it very clear when I onboard a new team member that everyone cleans inside of the facility. No, you're not going to be scrubbing toilets. However, it's every team member's job to make sure that we have the cleanest possible facility, because if a member leaves due to cleanliness, that's a life we could have changed that just walked out the door for a silly, stupid reason. Now, part of that is a post-shift checklist. At the end of every shift, there's a checklist of items that need to be done. And part of that checklist is leaving nothing up to interpretation. So I don't just say check the bathrooms, but I'll say go into the bathroom, make sure there's no spots on the mirror, make sure there's no hairs in the sink, make sure there's no little pieces of toilet paper on the floor. Don't let potential lives that you could have changed walk out that door for something as silly as cleanliness issues. Set the expectation that every member of your team is responsible for the cleanliness inside of your facility. If you want my cleaning checklist, head on over to my free Facebook community for gym owners. That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.